she said. "I know," said Mistress Weatherwax. "It's moving around, but it's keeping away from us." "I know," said Mistress Weatherwax. "What does it think it's doing?" "It's got a bit of you in it. What do you think it's doing?" Tiffany tried to think. Why wouldn't it attack? Oh, she'd be better prepared this time, but it was strong. "Maybe it's waiting until I'm upset again," she said. "But I keep having a thought. It makes no sense. I keep thinking about 3 wishes."
"Wishes for what?"
"I don't know. It sounds silly." Mistress Weatherwax stopped.
"No, it's not," she said. "It's a deep part of you trying to send yourself a message. Just remember it, because now..."
Tiffany sighed. "Yes, I know, Mr. Weevil." No dragon's cave was ever approached as carefully as the cottage in the overgrown garden. Tiffany paused at the gate and looked back, but Mistress Weatherwax had diplomatically vanished. "Probably she's found someone to give her a cup of tea and a sweet biscuit," she thought. "She lives on them." She opened the gate and walked up the path. "You couldn't say, 'It's not my fault.' You couldn't say, 'It's not my responsibility.' You could say, 'I will deal with this.' You didn't have to want to, but you had to do it." Tiffany took a deep breath and stepped into the dark cottage. Mr. Weevil, in his chair, was just inside the door and fast asleep, showing the world an open mouth full of yellow teeth.
"Hello, Mr. Weevil," Tiffany quavered, but perhaps not quite loudly enough. "Just here to see that everything is all right."
There was a snort, nonetheless, and he woke, smacking his lips to get the sleep out of his mouth.
"Oh, 'tis you," he said. "Good afternoon to you."
He eased himself more upright and started to stare out of the doorway, ignoring her. Maybe he won't ask, she thought, as she washed up and dusted and plumped the cushions and, not to put too fine a point on it, emptied the commode. But she nearly yelped when the arm shot out and grabbed her wrist and the old man gave her his pleading look.
"Just check the box, Mary, will you, before you go? Only I heard clinking noises last night, see? Could be one of the sneaky thieves got in."
"Yes, Mr. Weevil," said Tiffany, while she thought, "I don't want to be here, I don't want to be here." She pulled out the box. There was no choice. It felt heavy. She stood up and lifted the lid. After the creak of the hinges, there was silence.
"Are you all right, girl?" said Mr. Weevil.
Said Tiffany.
"It's all there, ain't it?" said the old man anxiously.
Tiffany's mind was a puddle of goo.
"It's all here," she managed. "And now it's all gold, Mr. Weevil."
"Gold? Ha! Don't you pull my leg, girl. No gold ever came my way."
Tiffany put the box on the old man's lap as gently as she could, and he stared into it. Tiffany recognised the worn coins. The Picts ate off them in the mound. There had been pictures on them, but they were too worn to make out now. But gold was gold, pictures or not. She turned her head sharply and was certain she saw something small and red-headed vanish into the shadows.
"Well, now," said Mr. Weevil. "Well, now."
And that seemed to exhaust his conversation for a while. Then he said,
"Far too much money here to pay for a burying. I don't recall saving all this. I reckon you could bury a king for this amount of money."
Tiffany swallowed. She couldn't leave things like this. She just couldn't.
"Mr. Weevil, I've got something I must tell you," she said.
And she told him. She told him all of it, not just the good bits. He sat and listened carefully.
"Well, now, isn't that interesting?" he said when she'd finished.
"I'm sorry," said Tiffany. She couldn't think of anything else to say.
"So what you're saying, right, is 'cause that creature made you take my burying money, right, you think these fairy friends of yourn filled my old box with gold so's you wouldn't get into trouble, right?"
"I think so," said Tiffany.
"Well, it looks like I should thank you, then," said Mr. Weevil.
"What?"
"Well, it seems to I, if you hadn't a-took the silver and copper, there wouldn't have been any room for all this gold, right?" said Mr. Weevil. "And I shouldn't reckon that old dead king up on yon hills needs it now."
"Yes, but..." Mr. Weevil fumbled in the box and held up a gold coin that would have bought his cottage.
"A little something for you, then, girl," he said. Buy yourself some ribbons or something.